level of focus no one else could reach. He never got rattled. His concentration was impenetrable. It was part of his genius. Passion and energy. Michael is passionate about basketball and truly loved playing. His energy level allowed him to overcome fatigue in a remarkable, transcendent way. Work. Difficult as it is to recall, MJ did have a weakness when he entered the NBA. But he worked tirelessly to improve, and soon those weaknesses, defense and outside shooting, became his added strengths. Perseverance. MJ won through his will. He was such a tough opponent because he would never quit. I can speak firsthand as to how frustrating that is to an opponent. Responsibility. MJ lives and thrives under a microscope. I believe this visibility intensifies his sense of responsibility to his sport, family, community, and country. Influence. What an influence and impact MJ has been to millions, not simply to the wannabes on the playgrounds, but to us in the NBA, too. Tracy McGrady, Shaq, Kobe, Allen Iverson, and I are still trying to emulate him. Yes, to be like Mike. He is truly the role model's role model. He personifies how to conduct oneself on and off the court. Competing and winning. I believe his competitive juices boil. It is known far and wide that MJ hates to lose, be it a simple card game or a game 7 in the finals. He always wants to win, and that championship passion fuels him. Teamwork. MJ is the ultimate one-on-one player, yet he understands that winning big is determined by involving his teammates. Putting that philosophy in sneakers daily translated into a dynasty of 6 titles in 8 years. Leadership. MJ leads by example. He demands no more from his teammates than he demands from himself. Respect, trust, loyalty. Michael has a great respect for the game and the people in the game, and he reveres his predecessors who provided the foundation for today's NBA. When you respect people, they trust you, and trust breeds loyalty. For example, the loyalty MJ had for Coach Phil Jackson is rare in our profession. Character. Michael is certainly not perfect. He is flawed like the rest of us. It is obvious to those of us who know him well, and probably to even casual observers, the quality of character has been embedded in his makeup. How else can one explain his self-discipline, humility, honesty, integrity, and courage? Pat Williams and Michael Weinrib have captured the essence of Michael Jordan in an extraordinary way. This audiobook is thoroughly researched, and the lessons from MJ's career are so vividly explained that you will be able to apply them in your life. When you have completed the MJ course, you will discover that all of us can be like Mike. August 1st, 2001, Orlando, Florida. Word of Tribute by Doug Collins, Head Coach, Washington Wizards. Anyone who knows Michael Jordan and is asked to comment about him runs the risk of running out of superlatives, but is never in danger of being accused of hyperbole. My first head coaching job in the NBA was with the Chicago Bulls, and I had the privilege of coaching Michael early in his pro career. Not only is Michael a coach's dream, but he's a sports writer's commentator's godsend, because in reporting on his achievements on and off the court, it takes little time to compose a litany of praise. When reflecting on MJ, these words immediately come to mind. Ultimate competitor. Quintessential example. Punctual. Prepared. Respectful. Michael brought his A game every night, no matter who the competition was. Before each game, I would observe him dealing with the media and his legions of fans. And then, as if an alarm would sound in his head, his focus would shift, and you could read in his eyes, "I'm ready for combat." He would bring that same intensity to practice and win every sprint. He was always punctual, and he set an example for his teammates by working hard daily. His professionalism and leadership meant that I didn't have to say a whole lot to get the players motivated. His inner fire served to spark his teammates to perform at their highest level. Michael was the most fundamentally sound player I've ever seen. Rick Majerus, head coach of the University of Utah, would show his players a highlight film of what things Jordan, the ultimate player, would do.